Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Apollo Pipes Limited Q4 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by Yes Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Udit Gajiwala from Yes Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thanks, Neeraj. Good evening, and on behalf of Yes Securities Limited, I welcome you all on the Q4 FY22 earnings call of Apollo Pipes Limited. From management side, we have with us Mr. Sameer Gupta, Managing Director, Mr. Ajay Kumar Jain, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Anubhav Gupta, Group Chief Strategy Officer. We shall start the call with brief opening remarks from the management side and then open the call for the questions. Over to you, Mr. Gupta.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our Q4 and FY22 earnings call to discuss the operating and financial performance. I hope you all had the opportunity to go through our results presentation, which provides details of our operational and financial performance for the fourth quarter and full year ended 31st March 2022. To begin with, I am pleased to unveil the performance, which has been outstanding compared to the CAGR of the industry in this segment. We have reported strong performance during the quarter, with our sales volume growing by 26% YOY to 16,409 metric tons per annum. Healthy contribution from the HDPE, CPVC pipes, and value-added product segments were the major drivers for the growth, complemented by expanding product portfolio, increasing reach in newer geographies, and incremental brownfield capacities. Over the next few quarters, we anticipate this sales performance trend to strengthen, led by an improving demand environment, expansion in addressable markets, and a sustained uptick in utilization levels. Moving on to the operational front, the company did an annual CapEx of 42 crore towards enhancement of capacity, debottlenecking, and adding balancing equipments majorly in CPVC, HDPE pipes, and fittings. The management continued to keep strong focus on value-added products on the building product side, which continued to gain traction. The impact of improved capacity in earlier quarter has a visible growth in sales of automotive products. Going forward, we remain confident that this product, along with our other value-added offerings like fittings, solvent cements, bath fittings, adhesives, taps, faucets, will enhance our reach and sales, strengthen sales. Additionally, we are aiming towards optimally utilizing our capacity over the next coming years, which will also help augment sales volume going ahead. On branding media campaign around Tiger Shark as a brand ambassador continued to garner good response, and recently we launched our TV commercial, which will further strengthen our brand positioning in the market. To conclude, I would like to state that we are continuously working towards enhancing our presence across existing and new potential geographies. As we further improve our operation capacity utilization of our Raipur plant, we are confident to open up the untapped market and high potential markets of Central and Eastern India with the positive trend in industrial growth in the current year, 2022-23. Going forward, we expect to deliver a robust performance in the quarters to come and further gain momentum on the back of Make in India journey for improved profitability, strategic expansion in key geographical areas, better brand acceptance and recall. Now, I would like to invite Mr. Ajay Jain to run you through the key financial highlights of the quarter and year ending 31st March 2022.
Good afternoon, everyone. I will briefly cover the financial performance during the quarter and full year ending 31st March 2022. The company delivered solid operational and financial performance during the quarter, driven by an uptick in demand and consumption in key domestic markets. Revenue from operations for the quarter stood at 2,247.5 crores as against 174.2 crores in Q4 FY21, higher by 42%, and FY22 revenue growth was even better at 51% YOY, with revenues of 784.1 crore against 518.1 crore last year. Sales volume for the quarter stood at 16,409 metric ton, reporting a growth of 26% as against 12,987 metric ton. And FY22 sales volume stood at 53,849 metric ton as against 47,333 metric ton, up by 14%. On the profitability front, EBITDA for the quarter improved by 5% YOY to rupees 28.4 crores versus 27 crores in Q4 FY21. EBITDA margin, which stood at 11.5% in Q4 FY22, was lower by 406 bps YOY. EBITDA for FY22 stood at 93.4 crores as against 74.3 crores, growing by 26% YOY, with EBITDA margin at 11.9% for FY22 versus 14.3% during corresponding period last year, lower by 242 bps YOY. Going forward, we anticipate EBITDA margin trends to sustain. During the quarter, higher depreciation and financial costs impacted net profit. Depreciation costs stood at 7.1 crore in Q4 FY22 as against 5.8 crores in FY21, growing by 23%. Financial cost was higher by 95% during Q4. Net profit for the quarter stood at 15.6 crore, declined by 6% YOY when compared to rupees 16.6 crores in Q4 FY21. Net profit for FY22 grew by 12%, stood at rupees 49.8 crores as against rupees 44.5 crores in FY21. Net margin during the year period stood at 6.3% as compared to 8.6% in FY21, lower by 224 bps. On the balance sheet front, our net cash position stood healthy around 3.3 crores in FY22. With healthy cash flow generation and improving capacity utilization levels, we are in the planning mode for our next phase of CapEx, which will be focused towards value-added products, witnessing strong demand trends. CapEx will be largely funded from internal cash flows. On the working capital front, additional raw material requirements at newly commissioned capacities has moderately impacted inventory levels, though our endeavor remains on maintaining our overall working capital cycle at stable levels. With this, I would now request the moderator to open the forum for any questions or suggestions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Ankit from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a decent set of numbers given the volatility seen in PVC prices and good growth in the volumes that we are seeing. So, if you can give us the broad breakup of split of revenues in agri and building segment. So, what has been the breakup of sales from agri segment and the building segment for Q4 FY22 and FY22 full year, and the outlook for both the segments for next year as of as we are seeing currently?
Yes. Hi. Good evening. This is Anubhav Gupta. So between the agri and building material, if you see the mix, broadly we closed FY22 at 50-50, right, which was 40-60 in the beginning, and we improved it to 50-50 through all the quarters. And with CPVC and bathroom fittings and water tanks growing at much faster pace versus the overall growth of the company, we see this mix will move towards 60-40 and 65-35 eventually. And plus also the push we will get from the media campaign which we started. So that also will help us build our brand in the building material category at the accelerated pace. So we believe that we are on track to get to 65-35 kind of sales mix towards building material.
Outlook for both the segments, you know, building materials, we have been doing pretty well for past some time now, but agri last 2 years have been tough on above. So, you know, given the increase in prices of, you know, agri products, do you think the agri demand might also revive in next year, or like, and how's been the demand for the month of April and starting first week of May, if you can talk about on agri particularly?
So see, it was a conscious call that we focused more on the building material in last 2 years. Okay, the portfolio which we built, the distribution network which we expanded, this was targeted towards higher sales towards building material products. Right, agri as a conscious call because the margins were low and of course because of the increasing PVC prices, the overall demand was slightly low versus what demand we were seeing in the building material products. So we were pretty slow on agri side, and also the collection receivables which are always a bit on the tricky side when you are doing government projects. So I guess, I mean, as a overall broader strategy, we do believe that our brand has still a lot of scope to grow aggressively in the building material category. We have just started our ad campaign, which is giving us very good pull for our products from our distributors, our channel partners. And all the new products which we have added in the last 2 to 3 years, whether it is CPVC, whether it is fittings, whether it is water tanks, whether it is bathroom fittings, this will drive our building material sales in a significant way over the next 2 years. And agri, we have the capacity, right? Today we have capacity of 125,000 ton, and we did around 53,000 ton in FY22. So we still have a lot of capacity for agri pipes. If demand is good, we can always push our volume, but not at the cost of margin, number one, and number two is the extended working capital cycle.
Sure, but Q1 is the biggest season for agri. So how's been the demand on agri side during April?
Yes, so April has started on good note because seasonally it is the strongest quarter for agri. So we are on track to achieve our targets in the agri business based on the Q1 seasonality. The trends have been good. I think for benefit of everyone, what I can tell you is that we are looking for 30% revenue CAGR for the next 3 years, right from FY23 through FY25. And obviously, the more incremental sales will come from the building material side. And if agri sector does well for us, we could grow beyond 30% also.
So, and another second thing on the margin side, last 2-3 quarters, we have seen that, you know, our margins have come in the range of around 11-12.5%. So, you know, and during the same time, we have also seen significant volatility on the PVC side. So, you know, if you have to look at it in a stable PVC price environment, what kind of sustainable margins can we see in the company?
So, if you see our last 4 years, which we are proud to say that we have increased our market share from 1% to 2.5% today, okay, we used to be at EBITDA per ton of 9,500, right? If you look at FY18 numbers, we used to be at 9,500 per ton at EBITDA level. FY22, we closed at 17,500 per ton, okay? And even last year, FY21, we were at around 15,000 per ton at EBITDA level. So we will see that we have significantly improved our EBITDA per ton, which I think should be the right metric in the industry to evaluate the margins, because margins look deceptive because of the increase in the net selling price, which is due to the increase in the PVC resin prices, right? So, and it is all pass-through, right? So what I would urge our investors, shareholders, and analysts on the street is that you should evaluate us at least, or other our peers also on the beta pattern level, because it will give you the clear picture rather than on 11%, 12%. But overall we still maintain that when we say 30% revenue CAGR over the next 3 years, so whatever number you would come at, we should be around 13-14% at EBITDA level, and at EBITDA per ton level we should be at 20,000 per ton. So we are pretty much satisfied with our EBITDA per ton performance.
And the 30% revenue growth that you guys are targeting, will this be largely driven by volume or, you know, product mix also, you know, moving towards
It will be mix of both because a lot of products we just added in the last 2 years which are yet to scale up, and all the incremental capacities which will come in the company, that will be only towards value added products. So our overall NSR, because of the product mix improvement and the volume growth, should move in tandem.
What kind of volume growth are you looking for the next 3 years in some?
If I break it up into my current portfolio and the new capacity which will come up. So I guess 15-20% minimum volume growth we are looking at, and 10% should be the value growth, right? Irrespective of the increase in the resin prices. So our current business model does not factor in any like sharp increase in the PVC resin prices.
And what will drive this 10%, 10-15% kind of, you know, realization improvement?
Because the products which are growing faster in the overall portfolio, they are anyways better realizable products, and they have better margins also. So like for example CPVC, which is growing at very high rate for us, bathroom fittings, water tanks, all these categories are growing above 70-80% for us.
Sure, sir. And this last question on the CPVC resin availability. So, you know, we have been hearing that, you know, last year has been tough on, in terms of procuring CPVC resin. So how is the situation currently, and how are we placed in this situation where, you know, the supply of CPVC is facing challenge?
Yeah, hi Ankit. Regarding the supplies of CPVC resin, it is right now we have got contracts, long-term contracts with some of the players, and we are very much, you can say, in comfortable position in terms of supply of the product. We are getting regular supplies from our suppliers, and there is no such constraint at our end. Of course, there is some challenges are there in the industry to procure, but as far as Apollo is concerned, we are very much comfortable in comfortable zone.
So, thank you, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from line of Anika Mittal from Invest Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, hello. Go ahead, please.
My first question is, what's the portion of this fittings and CPVs particularly in our revenue mix for financial year 22?
So if you see our fittings, the proportion will be around 15%.
Okay, and what about the this CPV?
CPVC again will be of the same range.
15%, you're saying?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And sir, can you tell the demand outlook for the next year? For our products, particularly the building side products.
Yeah, so we are pretty much confident of healthy growth because, like I said, that we are targeting 30% revenue growth, which will be constituting of 15-20% volume growth and rest value growth. So there are like 2-3 factors which I like to highlight. One is that our southern and western plants, and even the new Raipur plant which we started last year, so they are ramping up quite well. We are expanding into newer markets. We are adding new distributors, new channel points, and even our retailer base is expanding. So Secondly, all the new products which we have added in the last 2 years, so their capacities are ramping up. For CPVC, for bathroom fittings, we may have to increase capacities because whatever we set up, thinking our initial targets, we achieve those targets much in advance. So we may have to expand capacities there. Third, like I said, our brand campaign, which started on a very good note. We're getting good response from our channel partners. There is good motivation level in our sales team and in our channel partners, backed by this ad campaign which we started. So overall, and housing demand, I mean, if you look at the other building material sectors, whatever companies have come up with the results so far and whatever commentary they have given, I think people are talking about high single digit or low double digit growth at industry level at every building material product category. So I think if we are able to achieve a 10% growth in PVC space at the industry level, for us to grow at 30% shouldn't be a challenge, which we have demonstrated in the last 4 years already. So we believe that this growth momentum should sustain going forward.
Okay, got it. And so my next question is, what are the developments by our company towards this technology side for our product basket in future? In the recent past also we are doing innovative products. Is there anything going on towards this innovative side for future also?
So see, I mean, some of the addition keeps on happening. Some ideas are already in our mind, but I guess for next 1 to 2 years we will see. What we will like to see is that the proportion, the contribution from bath fittings, from water tanks, and from CPVC category. These should ramp up significantly, and these products will contribute maximum to our incremental sales. Beyond that, our focus is to keep on adding new SKUs within these product categories. Very soon, we may come up with something more value-added products also. But let us talk about when there is right time about it.
Actually, you mentioned that your EBITDA per tons will be somewhere around 20,000 in future. So is it so you are talking about next year or next to next year? No? 2 to 3 years, or this is the guidance for next year?
Yeah, so I think when we are saying that 30% volume CAGR over the next 3 years and from 17,500 to 20,000 per ton, that's a 3 year journey we're talking about.
Okay.
Sure.
20,000 EBITDA per ton is for the next 3 years,
you are saying? Yeah, that's right. So that's on a conservative approach. We are guiding this number to investors, and if demand is stronger than expected, if the brand pull what we are expecting becomes better. So we could do better than this, but this is minimum that we should achieve over the next 3 years.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kaushal Shah from Danki Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity. So I had a follow-up question to the previous participant. If I look at our historical, we have kind of doubled our volumes in the last 5 years, and now we are talking of doubling our volumes more or less in the next 3 years. So just wanted some more color on that. Which are the segments that we are targeting, and also maybe some thoughts on the capex over the next 2 to 3 years, which may be required. I mean, even if we may be doing around 95,000 or maybe 100,000 tons of volume, but what kind of capex will be needed to ramp up the capacity? So, some thoughts on that.
Right. So just one clarification that we have doubled our revenue, not the volume, right? And the guidance to more than double is also revenue in the next 3 years, not the volume, right? So 30% revenue CAGR we are talking about, right? So the drivers, the key drivers for this aggressive growth are various. Okay, so one is the product expansion, what we have done in the last 2 years, right? So those products will ramp up. We see good demand for those products. We have already started marketing those products. The acceptance has been good from our clients, from our customers. And now as the production is ramping up, there is good volume which we are getting from these newer products which we launched in last 2 years. Second, at the distribution side, the work our sales team has done is quite commendable, right? Today we have 600-700 direct channel partners and who are supplying our products to at least 25,000 retailers. Okay, so the net addition, what we see over the next 2-3 years is again 10%. Obviously, the gross addition will be higher, but then we also rationalize our existing partners. So the net addition will be 10% year on year over the next 3 years. Then over the last 2-3 years, the below-the-line branding what we have done, right, whether it is towards the in-shop branding, the at the plumber side, who are the influencers here, right, so that has given us a very good platform to now launch our above-the-line brand campaign. So we started in November through social media. We were waiting for that campaign to show us some ROI, right? After seeing that for last 3-4 months, only then we took a call. Now is the time to launch it on TV commercial, which we started on 2nd May, right? So the response which we got on social media was quite commendable, right? And that gave us confidence that yes, now we should move towards the TV campaign also, which is much expensive. So we were trying to test waters, and the results were positive. And then we moved ahead and launched TV commercial. It's been only a week till today, but again, I mean, the response, the sound what we are hearing is very encouraging. Then the capacity which is lying with us at 125,000 ton, I mean, if you look at the overall utilization rate, it is still 45%. But assuming that one can achieve 75-80% capacity utilization levels in PVC pipe due to seasonality, etc., still there is like good 50-60% volume jump which could happen from the existing facilities, right? So that ramp up will start showing numbers in FY23 onwards. To the previous participant, we mentioned that PVC supply has been at a very comfortable situation. Whatever happening at a global level due to the supply chain disruption, but we have ensured that our plants are always well stocked with the PVC resin, so that we never see shortage of PVC resin to run our plants. Then we are getting good leverage from the overall group branding, which is APL Apollo. So over there also the growth has been quite high, and we definitely get the leverage in the building material category when we talk about either steel tubes or PVC pipes. So, and we have been very categorically cautious on our quality standards. So today our products are in line with the top 5 players if you look at the quality standards, right? So all the repeat customers, either from the trade channel or from whatever little OEM business we do, the feedback on our quality has also been very good, and whatever new plants we have started, we have ramped up, we have ensured that we are achieving higher quality standards every time. And we have also, lastly, I mean, before we move to the CAPEX, the last point I'd like to highlight is the improvement in the serviceability to our clients, what we have done over the last 1-2 years. We have expanded our sales team in a big way, who are servicing our distributors, and we have improved our supply chain logistics also significantly. We have got new people, new talent in the operations also. So we are ensuring that the order fulfillment ratio has improved, the servicing to the customer. Secondary sales also we have started doing a bit through our sales team. So all these factors have helped us to achieve whatever we have achieved in the last 2-3 years, and we are confident that this will continue over the next 3 years. Now, coming to the CAPEX, like I said, today we are at 45% utilization, so a lot of scope to improve levels, utilization levels from here. But if you see, if our last 3-4 years of growth phase, we have always spent 40-50 crore of CAPEX every year. We were a 30-40 crore EBITDA company. Now we are a 95 crore EBITDA company. So we are in much comfortable situation to spend 40-50 crores on annual basis, given that our operating cash flow to EBITDA is 60-65%. We will continue to spend this much of money to increase our capacity, to do value addition, capacity expansion, and also try to innovate new products. So yeah, I mean, going forward, 40-50 crore kind of EBITDA, 40-50 crore kind of CAPEX budget, you can assume.
Right. So, Anubhav, just one follow-up to that. You spoke about, 30% CAGR in revenues. That would mean roughly maybe 1,500 crore type of number, or maybe even more than that.
Sir, sorry to interrupt you. Can I request you to speak louder, please?
Yeah. So, am I audible now?
Yeah.
So I was saying that, at this 30% CAGR, we will be roughly doubling our numbers in the next 3 years. That will also mean, a decent requirement for working capital. So any thoughts on that, where would we want to take the working capital days? Is there a chance that we could shrink, the current numbers in the working capital?
Well, yes, definitely. I mean, if you see last year, we were at 55 days, FY21. FY22, we closed at slightly higher 60 days. But that is only because of slight increase in the inventory levels. If you look at the collections and creditors, payables, I mean, they are pretty much in line. Inventory during end of financial year, when we saw global supply chain getting disrupted due to Ukraine-Russia war, so we were slightly cautious to stock some of the raw material, and not only PVC, but the other chemicals, additives, and other kind of raw material as well. So that's why it is looking slightly high, on the higher side. But yes, I mean, if you see, our target is to take our working capital cycle below 50 days, right? Once things improve globally and at the supply chain level, we target to finish our net WC at 50 days in FY23 and then 45 days in FY24.
Great. Best of luck. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aman Agarwal from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for good set of numbers. Sir, firstly on the Chhattisgarh CAPEX, which was commissioned a few months ago, so how's the traction we are witnessing for the central region from there? And secondly, are we also catering the eastern market from that front?
Yeah, so Soman, that CAPEX was done keeping in mind two things. One was to penetrate in the agri belt of Central India, which was MP and Chhattisgarh, and then to start selling in our eastern markets towards building material side, right? So the total CAPEX was completed in month of March, April last year. So it's been almost like 11-12 months of operations we have seen. And we had targeted to ramp up this plant in the next 2 years. So the first 12 months performance has been as per expectations, right? And the results are encouraging. We have been able to add good distributors as well there, right? And with the help of our above the line campaign, media campaign, we are hopeful that even the year two of operations should yield results as per the expected lines.
Sure. And so secondly, on CAPEX that you mentioned that we'll be going in for CAPEX for value-added products. So would it be predominantly in the northern region, or you'll be scattering it to multiple plants? Or what's the strategy over there for the upcoming CAPEX?
Right. So the maximum expansion you may see in our north facility for the value-added products. But because value-added product, the logistic, the freight doesn't come into play significantly. So, so we will build the capacity at one place, but then it will feed all India, right? So one is there. And second, that being said, we'll also add capacity in our southern plant in Bangalore for the value-added products. But yeah, majority of capacity will come in north, but that will feed, that plant will feed whole of India.
Okay. Okay. And so for the, you know, capex related to pipes, we won't be seeing capex related to pipes for a few years. I mean, for at least, you know, couple of years until we ramp up the capacity utilization. You already mentioned that we are sitting at 45% and, you know, one can go up to 70-75% factoring in seasonality. So apart from the value added products, you know, would we be seeing the capacity addition for pipes anytime soon?
Yeah, so you can assume that 80-90% of our money will go towards non-pipe capacity addition.
Okay. Sure. Sure. So lastly, on our you know, PVC resin procurement, you know, how's the issue going on right now for the imports versus indigenous for PVC and CPVC? CPVC, I guess, would largely be imported, but for PVC.
Yeah, regarding the raw materials, yeah, we are still on the same line. We are procuring almost 70%, you can say, from imports and 30% from Indian sources. And of course, imports is always cheaper as compared to the local sources. So we are trying to maintain the same. Earlier, we were trying to increase the local buying, but in the scenario, we are still on the same line of procuring from outside India.
Sure. That's it from my side. Thanks for the question.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon team and congrats on a good performance. My first question is, would it be possible to highlight what could be the overlap in terms of distribution between your bath fitting business and your pipe business?
So the channel is same, Bhargav, almost same.
Okay, the channel is almost. Secondly, in the last 2 years, the trade payable days have been coming down. So, I mean, it was earlier 60-65 days, it has reduced about 30-35 days. Now that the raw material situation is likely to improve going forward, do we expect trade payable days to again go back to historical levels, or this is where it should be maintained or?
So see, I mean, we have lowered our cycle credit payables from 34 to 26, right? So I guess 26 to 30 should be the new normal going forward now that we are getting better terms as our scale is increasing, whether it is exports or domestic. And going forward, we are confident that it should remain between 25 to 30 days.
Okay. Lastly, in terms of working capital cycle, is the cycle significantly different between your south and non-south markets? I mean, is there a way to sort of optimize the working capital cycle in south and hence improve your overall working capital days?
I mean, obviously, north being our stronger market, whether the terms we have with our distributors in the northern market, and second, since our mother plant is in north, so the inventory stocking, etc., also becomes more efficient in our north plant. So if you compare north versus south, yes, I mean, north should be slightly better. But I guess that should remain unless we make south as big as our north, which will take time. And also the brand pull what we have in North, the market share what we have in North, the domination what we have in North, to have the same criteria in South, I mean, again, which should take time. So yeah, I mean, overall, whatever numbers we are telling you, they are on overall basis. But yes, I mean, North is slightly better than South.
I'm sorry, one last question. You mentioned very aggressive revenue growth over the next 3 years, and I would presume that would be primarily from your building material side. So any color in terms of how has been the channel addition in terms of non-agri distributors? Has it been increasing significantly as compared to your agri distributors?
Yeah, so if you see, I mean, our net addition, what we are targeting is 10% on a base of 600 distributors today and 25,000 retailers today, right? Going forward, again, majority of this will be towards building material side. And given the products what we have, I mean, the question which you asked, the bathroom fittings, the channel, right? For water tanks, for bath fittings, for CPVC, for fitting solutions. So these are our revenue drivers, Bhargav, right, for next 3 years. And the channel for all these products are same, which has been our strategy there to create a platform, such a strong platform of distribution and marketing, right? And then to keep on adding newer products and route it through the same channel to increase our sales and get the higher wallet share from our customers, right? So I think that strategy has played out well, and we do expect that it will continue to do so. And agree, like I said, I mean, we have the capacity, right? We have the platform, we have the network also. Whenever we feel comfortable to push our sales down that channel, we will do. And whenever we think that margins are under pressure or the collection days are under pressure, we may go slow there. So this 30% revenue growth is based on, I would say, mild growth in the agri and good growth in the building material side.
Thank you for the clarification, and all the very best.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Uday Chauhan from Rise Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Is it audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, just a name correction. It's Vijay Gohan. Yeah, so congratulations on the good set of numbers. So I have, like, a couple of questions, like management has mentioned about the growth journey of 30% CAGR for the next 3 years. But, like, what kind of ROCE target we are looking to end up at the three-year journey? Currently, we are sitting at around 16% as of FY22.
Right. So see, I mean, if you see the ROCE at reported on reported basis, it appears at 16.5%. But if you look at our business ROCE, okay, which is I mean, core business ROCE, if you just add debt and equity, so our ROCE jumps to 20%, right? I mean, again, the other way to look is today our gross block is around 350 crores, and our working capital is 150 crores. So the total capital employed is around is below 500 crores, and on this we have generated almost 100 crore EBITDA, and if you deduct 15-20 crore depreciation, that's the ROCE, right? But then we have already increased our capacities in a significant way, right? Today we are at 45-50% utilization level. That's why this appears low. And when we are saying that we may add 40-50 crore of new capacity every year, and that will be towards value-added products. So the EBITDA margin, the EBITDA per ton, which we are mentioning, that also will go up. So I guess, I mean, our plan is by FY25, when we would have achieved 30% CAGR in revenue and EBITDA of 20,000 per ton, we should be at least having 30% ROCE minimum. Our business model is throwing that kind of ROCE. It is just that optically it doesn't appear, but the business is strong enough to generate 30% ROCE, and over the next 1-3 years, you will see gradual jump, so which will give more confidence to the investors and analysts that yes, we are capable of generating 30% ROCE at consistent levels.
Right. Thanks for the clarification. And the second question is on the marketing expense. So now we have, like, shown the, like, we watched a very good response on the social media campaign, and now we move to the TV channel. So what kind of, like, marketing expense we can see on the recurring basis as percentage of revenue, like, any target, like, which we have kept to become of a more of a, like, a national kind of, like, capturing national eyeballs on continuous basis?
So yes, I mean, if you see, we started this campaign in FY22, hiring of the brand ambassador and then making the ad films and then running it on social media. So that all happened in FY22. And the ad spends were around 1.5% of the revenue, right? Before that, it used to be around 1%. This year, FY23, we have launched a TV campaign. Maybe we'll have two campaigns in these 12 months. So again, we are thinking of not going beyond 2% of the revenue, right? So again, we have been like very, very efficient in using the ad budget, right? From 1% in FY21 to 2% in FY23 as a percentage of revenue. And within these 2 years, appointing a brand ambassador of A-scale Bollywood celebrity, then going social media, then going on TV campaign, and then all the outdoor holding media, whatever we are doing. So I guess this does demonstrate the use of budgets in an efficient manner. And of course, the increase in revenue has helped as well, right? I mean, doing at 500 crores 1% and doing at 1200 crores at 2%. So increase in revenue has also helped us to keep this number at a very minimal level. So I guess, I mean, whatever we do, it shouldn't move beyond 2% as percentage of revenue in FY23. So that's why we are confident of healthy margin improvement.
Yeah, thank you. And the last thing on the sales team side, like we have highlighted that some new persons were hired and we have been extending the distribution and dealer network. So we have currently around 450 odd dealer network. So how much we are looking to add, like going ahead in the next 3 years to achieve the revenue growth of 30% on the each year?
So if you look at our sales force, I mean, we used to be like 100 kind of sales force till last year, and then in last year as in FY21, and then in FY22 we increased this number to 150, right? And the revenue growth targets what we have, I think with 200 sales team of 200 salespeople, we should have enough people on ground to give us these kind of growth targets.
Yeah. And on the dealer addition side, like how much we are planning to add incrementally, or like on the year over year basis, or any long term target from 450 to?
Yeah. So we are at 600 today. The direct channel mm-hmm. partners, not 450. We are at 600 and 25,000 retailers. Mm-hmm. Right. So the net addition will be 10% year on year.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for detailed clarification and best of luck for the future. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jigar Shah from Baroda BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question is, what would be our non-pipe revenue for the year FY22, and what would be the target going forward?
So I think non-pipe, you will want to include the fittings and tanks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think put together, that should be around. Around 18-19%, Jigar.
18-19%. So fittings would be around 15%, right?
Yeah, that's right. 15% fitting and 4-5% other products, yes.
And this 15-20% volume guidance is including fittings or non-fitting?
No, so I mean, we're talking at company level, right? So yeah. I mean, and see, I mean, if you have to break it up into sales volume and value, that's how it will become 20% volume and 10% value, right? But if we see a quick ramp up in our value-added products, so probably the volume growth could be less, but the value growth could be high, right? So I think that that will see how our products are behaving in which category and which market. But yeah, I mean, as a thumb rule, you can take 20% volume growth and 10% value growth. I mean, this doesn't...
I'm just wondering because your volume growth and value growth is quite high. So, what is the non-pipe revenue so that...
See the last year figure. Actually, we have very much aggressive on the value-added products, and we have received very good response from these products. And the volume growth in these products is almost, you can say, 50 to 60%. So that's why you are seeing a value growth much higher as compared to the volume growth.
So our value-added products would be how much mix?
Value-added products, including pipes, should be roughly around 50 to 55%. If we exclude the pipes, it is again back to 20 to 25% of the total revenue.
So Jigar, it's same. No, that I mean the building material products, which are value-added products, so that is 50%, right? And agri is like non-value-added. So more or less, the math remains same.
No, so HDP won't be evaluated, right? HDP would still have a lower margin, right?
Because the margins are very much normal in that. Yeah, of course, the revenues because of the Jal Jeevan mission, we have received good response from this product. But that you cannot count that as a value added. It is much more an institutional product, government supplies product.
So just to give more clarification, Jigar, I mean, the value-added products are the fittings, right, CPVC, bath fittings and tanks, right? So fittings, we have seen 40-50% growth, right, in terms of revenue. Bath fittings, of course, they started last year, so growth has been very high. Tanks also have grown at very high pace because of obviously the low base. And similarly, CPVC, that also is growing at almost 80-90% for us, right? And these are the areas where we want to expand capacities now, right? So that's why we are focusing more on the overall revenue growth rather than giving you volume growth target. And like I said, if the ramp-up is better than expected at revenue level, we could be higher than 30% also.
Understood. And my second question would be on your margin impact during the year if your marketing expense and all the brand campaigning is there. So will there be any impact on that? Right.
Yeah, not really because, even see last year also if you see our brand spend increased from below 1% to 1.5%, but our EBITDA per ton improved from 15,000 to 17,000, right? So and this is without any inventory gains. I mean I'm saying this on record. This EBITDA per ton does not contain any inventory gain or loss. Okay. So again we have demonstrated that improving our ad spends, increasing our ad spends shouldn't impact our EBITDA on absolute basis or per ton basis. And going forward also we are factoring in 50 bips increasing the ad spends at 2% of revenue. We are confident that the FY23 EBITDA per ton should be higher than FY22.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Aditi Kasbekar, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to ask the question. Actually, my question was just to clear a little bit of confusion around, you know, what is the value-added part of the business? And how do you split it between fittings, tanks and CPVC pipes? So I'm sorry if this is being a little repetitive, but the way I understand it is 15% is fitting, 4-5% is tanks and another 15% is CPVC pipes, is it?
And plus, yeah, broadly you are right. And plus in UPVC pipes, that divided into agri and building material. So building material is value added.
Okay. And how does that then relate to our EBITDA per ton? Because typically, I mean, from the looks of it, at least the value-added component is high enough So does that still mean, I mean, 17,000 per ton looks a little low in that case, isn't it? I mean, am I missing something? I just want to sort of clarify my doubts here.
Yeah, so EBITDA per ton varies from, 11,000-12,000 ton to 25,000 per ton.
That's correct. That's correct. So then what we are effectively saying is that as the share of our fittings and tanks goes up, we will have a better EBITDA per ton, is it? Because what you're effectively saying is that entire pipes you're putting under one category and just dividing between building and agri.
Yeah, so pipes is in two categories, which is agri and building material, mm-hmm. right? HDB pipe is all agricultural. Then fittings, bath fittings, tanks, they are all building material.
Okay. Okay. Understood. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Varun Jain from Edelweiss Financial Service. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. Just wanted to ask, first of all, am I audible?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so just wanted to ask the capex number which you have guided in this. What is the proportion of maintenance capex and what is the growth capex and what will be this proportion going forward also?
Maintenance will be 20-25% and 75% will be growth capex.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Manish Mahavan from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Yeah, I just first question is in terms of the geographical mix. Can you share the north, east, west, south mix, revenue mix in FY22?
So Manish, north will be 60-70% and rest will be divided among the equal zones. Okay.
And can it possible to share basically how the growth in basically rest, I'm basically specific in terms of north, I know basically are larger, right? So wanted to understand the overall growth if you look at, so can you break it up how the north has grown and the rest of the geographies has grown in the FY22?
So if you see, I mean, we have grown at 50%, right, at company level.
Yes.
So
yes.
North will be like 20-30%, 30-35% north and the other states, because south we got the plant 18 months ago. So, in east, we started the production 12 months ago. And Ahmedabad also, the west zone also started contributing in a big way in last 12 months. So I guess all the three zones which are relatively new, so they are growing much faster, right? Like maybe 100% some of the markets, and north with higher base should be 30-35%.
Okay, and in terms of a dealer or retailer, right? So is the ratio will remain same as a revenue?
That's right.
Okay. And in terms of particularly for this quarter, other expenditure is quite high. So what was is there any one-off or any other item which is applying to the other expenditure during the quarter?
Okay. Can you please repeat?
If you look at the fourth quarter other expenditure, right, it is quite high this price. It is around 25 odd crores for the last year, almost 12-13 crores. So is there any one-off item or any incremental item applying to the number?
So there are two things. One is the ad spend, and second is because of the increase in the freight and other expenses.
Okay. And last question, in terms of basically overall volumes, if you look at for the year, right, we have grown broadly on 14-15%. So can you highlight what is the agri business growth and the non-agri growth in terms of volume?
So agri would have been like below 5%, right? And whatever growth you are seeing is from building material.
Okay, understood. Okay, that's from my side and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you everyone. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. Should you need any clarifications or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact our team. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on this call.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Yes Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.